Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KMV, the Sexy Ninja, and the place to be for a Paper Saber universe. And this is the New World Podcast, brother. And we're talking about Dynamite, April 3rd, 2024, Tony Taz, Excalibur on commentary. And I got to say, a lot of stuff has been going on this week, down to the CM Punk interview, the tell-all, you know, like what really happened behind the scenes, and calling Tony Khan a bad boss, and Cody Rhodes coming out saying Tony's not a bad boss or anything like that. He doesn't agree with CM Punk's statements and stuff. But AEW has been talked a lot about in the past week from the other side of the fence. So how does Tony retaliate to this? He sends out a former WWE person, his now guy, Adam Copeland, to cut a promo to start the show off. And I will say, I laughed at this. I, like, no offense, like, yes, AEW is fun. It is pro wrestling. It is this. I enjoy it for those things. But the fact that you have to retaliate to tell us and send Adam Copeland out to be like, hey, we're fun. This is pro wrestling. This is pro wrestling here, folks. I'm like, yeah, I know. You don't need to tell me that. I'm coming back every week and listening, man. these fans here, they're probably going to be here the next time you come through. Like, you don't need to tell us how much fun you are, because we're having fun with AEW. Even though there is some things that are questionable and things that we dislike, it's just we're pro wrestling fans. That's what makes pro wrestling fans, you know? And Adam's going on this big, like we're the greatest thing since sliced bread, you know, like he's just going on and on about how much fun they are, where real wrestlers come to wrestle, or it's real pro wrestling and all this and that. And I was like, man, did Tony slip you 100? Like, hey man, say the nicest stuff you can, please. I've had one hell of a week. And to top this all off, it's all over Adam Copeland, but he didn't even have his championship on him. Like, he got it like after the fact when he introduces Will Ospreay, and he doesn't even say Will Ospreay. Like, he's naming off all these people. He's like, I had, you know, Kenny Omega, get better. But like, he's naming off all these people. He even mentions Cody, but he says, you know, and Will Ospreay. I thought he would correct himself, but when he introduced Will to the ring, he's like, and ladies and gentlemen, introduce Will Ospreay. And I'm like, what the fuck? Oh man. But then he has his TNT championship by that point. Someone gave it to him. Tony's like, someone get out there, give him his goddamn championship, get out there right now. We had the Battle of the Wills. I hate the fact that I don't like these little weird gimmick things they do, but Don is on commentary, and it's Will Hobbs versus Will Ospreay. You know, I gotta say, this match was fun. Anything Will Ospreay does, I always enjoy, and the fact that he could pull a good match out of Hobbs makes me happy. But after the win, Hobbs gets upset. He's about to rip Will's throat out, but here comes Don. He's like, hey, no, we're family, remember, we're family. And Will's like, all right, Will Ospreay's getting out of there. Ospreay, we'll call him Ospreay. He gets out of the ring. And as he's walking out, of course, Bryan Danielson interrupts Will's victory just to be a dick. But our next match is Lance Archer versus Bryan Danielson. Bryan Danielson for the win, pulling a good match out of Lance Archer. You know, the next up we have Renee with Jericho. I just don't care. I'm like, man, you're really pushing this Hook thing. And calls out Hook, and you know, he's like, hey man, you know what you just said, blah 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 blah, blah, blah. I'm Jericho Lionheart, yeah. But they got a tag match that's going to happen on Collision against Shane Taylor Promotions, who cuts a promo afterwards, you know. And I'm just like, I don't understand this whole Jericho and Hook thing. I just don't. Like, Hook doesn't need to be associated with fucking Jericho. That's just my thing. Hook can be Hook. Get the Hook signal and all that, you know. And we go into our next match. Daddy Ass versus Jay White ends in a DQ. So Daddy Ass got that victory because of that. But here comes Bullet Club Gold. Here comes the Acclaimed. And, you know, this feud is far from over. I think we're going to see something at Dynasty. So then next up, we have the Young Bucks. Young Buckaroos, they're rolling up. And then we have Renee with Willow, Chris Stokely. Willow's cutting promo because she has a big TBS championship match at Dynasty April 21st in St. Louis. So she's cutting a promo. Then she's interrupted by Mercedes Moné. And Mercedes Moné tells Willow, like, hey, whoever wins that match at Dynasty, I'm going to have my match in Vegas at Double or Nothing. So we got to sell tickets for that. So I was like, wait, you're not debuting until May? Like 2 months away? Are you going to actually wrestle in a Dynamite? You know, and that was my whole thought process, because they haven't announced a match for her yet. She hasn't been, like, she's been coming out and doing segments and promos and stuff like that. But I'm like, so you're telling me your first match for this company will not be until Double or Nothing? Question mark. I hope not. I hope we get to see something, some awesomeness in between, especially after Dynasty. You get if Willow wins, you know, you can build this feud up all the way to Double or Nothing. So that was my stamp on that, with the question mark and everything. But here comes next up, we have the Young Bucks versus Orange Cassidy and Trent. There was Sue and Chuck on the ringside. I will say, as Willow Nightingale says, this was mother fluffing great of a tag team match. This is my second match of the night that I really enjoyed. And of course, the Young Bucks win. And I said this a few podcasts back about AEW, goddammit. I said, if it's the Young Bucks and FTR at Dynasty, I'm going to be like, fuck. And guess what? The story we're telling here is it's either going to be the Bucks or FTR, because they're going to be the first three-time tag team champions. Whoever wins, that's the story there. So when they keep saying that and they brought the Bucks, I was like, oh, fuck, we're getting FTR and the Young Bucks at Dynasty, aren't we? And guess what? Spoilers, we are. Because they filmed Collision the same night. I was just curious. I had the peak and everything like that. So I already have some notes for that. And I'm gonna still watch the show and review the show as is, but I already saw what's coming. And I threw my pen down. I was like, God damn it. All right. As much as the Young Bucks and FTR will put on a great, fantastic tag team match, it's like you're just pushing all these other great tag teams to the side. I just don't get it. You know, you want to be about the revolution. You want to be about the evolution of pro wrestling and the sport in general. You want to be the next big thing, but you just keep going back to the well. Like, I understand Bucks, FTR, that's money. But maybe we can start building these other teams up like that. Like, I would have loved seeing Orange and Trent. But the biggest thing out of all of this that made me go, OMG. Oh, my gosh. I this is the thing. This is part of the show that ripped my soul out. So after they lose, Sue's like, oh, it's okay, guys. It's okay. Trent's mom. And they're like, they're going to go for the hug. Trent betrayed Orange and took him out. Chuck's like, what the fuck? And I was like, oh, my God, no. And I felt this coming, because Trent has been slowly getting more angry, a little more, like, in his face of, like, I'm tired of losing and all the time and stuff like that. So this was the final verdict of that switch over to the dark side. And now it's Trent. So we'll see how that story develops and how Orange will take it. And what's Chuck going to do? And Chuck's hurt, so he really can't do anything. So Tony Storm's going to be on commentary for this next one. We got Thunder Rosa versus Mariah May. Or should I just say Tony Storm's extra? Because she just keeps dressing like her, and I don't like it. I really don't. I think it's stupid. I think Mariah May is a great talent, and she should just be Mariah May and not just dressing up like old Tony Storm. It's just my thing. And shout out to Darcy. If you don't watch Joe Bob, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you. you should watch Joe Bob and Darcy. They are amazing. She had front row seats right behind the commentator's table. You can see her throughout the show and everything like that. So shout out to Darcy. Nothing but love and respect for you and Joe. Yeah, so that was pretty awesome. And this match was really good. Thunder Rosa versus Mariah May. And after Thunder Rosa gets the win, she's calling out Tony. She's like, let's do it now. Let's fight now. Let's get this match. And Tony's like, no, my dear. No, my dear. You know, and as announced afterwards, it's going to be Thunder Rosa and Toni Storm at Dynasty for the AEW Women's Championship. And I got a feeling, I'm hooked on a feeling, that Tony's losing, that Thunder Rosa's going to take that championship. I just have that feeling. So, but it's official, and I'm like, what happened to Perrazzo? Like, Deonna Perrazzo was building her rematch for the championship and, you know, cutting these promos. And then here comes Thunder Rosa, the helper tag and everything like that, to take on Mariah May and Toni Storm as this force. And all of a sudden now Thunder Rosa's like, all right, move the fuck over. I'm getting my championship opportunity. And she is at Dynasty. And I was like, oh, Perrazzo, like, he just got pushed to the side. God damn. All right. Penta promo. So, yeah, it was a promo. But next up, this is what we were here for, right? Swerve and Samoa Joe contract signing, and they said some things. Oh, they said some things, especially Joe, talking about he'll be mentally, Swerve will be mentally scarred like you left a Diddy's party too late. And I was like, whoa, God damn, Joe, put that back. God damn it, man, don't say that shit. yeah, so a lot of words said here. Swerve not backing down. They start fighting, and Swerve attacks Joe with the chain and everything, but Joe's too strong. Joe takes that chain, busts open Swerve Strickland, and as he's walking out, Swerve starts laughing like he's the fucking Joker, and he's like, hey, Joe, you know, I love this shit. And I was like, God damn right, man. So I'm hoping we see our new champion in Swerve Strickland at Dynasty. That'd be awesome. But he's bloody. Then, of course, here comes Joe, and he puts Swerve through the fucking table. Yeah. There we go. That's Dynamite. Hell of a good Dynamite. I will say I will give it a 4 out of 5. The Adam Copeland PSA put a little bit of a bad taste in my mouth just because I was like, this is just retaliation for Tony Khan in a lot of ways, to where he has to, and you know, I mean, and to be fair, you know, these were interviews and Punk just spoke the truth. Cody spoke his truth, and you know, it's a lot of things. And I know that Tony Khan has a lot of beef with Eric Bischoff, because Eric Bischoff has nothing good to say. Jim Cornette has nothing good to say about Tony Khan. So if I was in Tony Khan's position, I would probably do the same, because I am not smart to the business as I think I am, you know. And he, you know, Tony's learning. It's a learning process. Like, as a pro wrestling fan, as looking behind the curtain and seeing all this drama and all that, yeah, like, I think the Adam Copeland thing was a little bit too much. But it's also, too, it's Tony, and Tony's going to do what Tony's going to do. He's going to spend the money he wants to spend. But as long as I can still get some good pro wrestling matches here, you know, I'll just keep that drama to the side. I will comment on it, but I will still enjoy the show as is. So I enjoyed this show. Will Hobbs versus Will Ospreay was my favorite match of the night. Second up was Young Bucks versus Orange and Trent. Young Bucks get the win. I'm a little sad we are going to get FTR and Young Bucks, but I'm also super fucking happy we're getting FTR and the Young Bucks, because that's just how disgusting us pro wrestling fans are here. And I gotta say, if they filmed this show, they did the show live, the Dynamite show, and they filmed Collision right after that, and they also filmed Rampage. I haven't been to an AEW show yet. I want to go to Double or Nothing, because I was like, man, going to Vegas would be the shit. And going to Double or Nothing, where it all started and with all the pay-per-views, that'd be awesome. And then I was like, well, you know, at pay-per-views, it's going to be a pay-per-view, so you're probably going to be there for 4 hours or whatever, maybe 5 hours. And I was like, man, how much is just a regular show? So I went up on the Reddit and looked up 5 to 6 hours of going to these shows that are, you know, and then I thought about it. I was like, man, you know, that's gotta be a bitch. Like, I love going to pro wrestling. It could be different. Your sharing an experience with other fans, but 5 to 6 hours? You know, you got to sit through Elevation, probably, Rampage, probably, Collision, probably, Ring of Honor tapings. Like, you got all these tapings, then you have the main show itself that's going to be live. So that's a lot. That's a full day. But of course, you know, it's good for the wrestlers. It's good for the talent because they like, hey, we got one day of work. Then we go on. I don't think they're doing house shows anymore. Are they still doing house shows? Because I remember that was a big deal, the doing little shows here and there between here and there. But yeah, and then of course, Collision's going to be on a special time because of the March Madness thing and all that. But there you go. 4 out of 5, I enjoyed the show, and I just had my critiques here and there, and it was motherfucking great. All right, y'all, drop those comments below, hit that like, hit that that subscribe button, hit it well, then share with your grandma, share with the bum down at Walmart, go to prowrestlingtees.com/newworldpodcast, get yourself that sweet NWP logo created by Penta X, and remember that the New World Podcast is for life, brother.
Swing more fun. And AEW is where the best wrestle.